views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, happy 2018, everyone. I do wish that you had New Year's celebrations and which were wonderful and joy-filled, and I'm wishing you a 2018. First of all, I wish you health, because without our health, we can't really enjoy whatever else we manifest to ourselves. I wish you love and peace and laughter and joy. Pete and I danced the night away with dear friends, and we brought the new year in with a great deal of gratitude and a hope in our hearts for 2018. For us all to have a 2018 that reflects the world finally coming together in peace and harmony and working towards what is beneficial, not only for a few groups or sections or communities or even countries, but we're all working for the benefit of humanity. You know, I always get excited when a new year comes around, because there's an aliveness to it. There's a freshness, a newness. It's an absolute clean slate that has not been written on before. And I wonder to myself, what will this new year bring? Well, the Posse of Angels, they can see further down the road than I can, but they are keeping quiet. They're very silent about what will happen, for they wish me to get excited and to be surprised, and they want me just to stay in the present moment. As always, they tell me that they have my back, and your angels and your guides have your back, and they're going on and saying that we not only have your back, but we have your sides, we are beneath you, and we are above you, and we have all areas of you covered. And I guess that's why they named themselves the Posse of Angels. But they do wish to give us all some really, truly heaven-sent suggestions on how we can all have a year to remember. And they've entitled the show, how to create an amazing 2018. You know, with many people taking down their holiday decorations and life returning to some kind of normalcy, whatever that is, who knows, with so many changes that the world is going through, what is normal anymore? Our eyes turn to, including today, 364 days of infinite possibilities that will be determined by the energetic frequencies that we radiate out to the world. And we do this through our thoughts, the words we utter, and also the feelings in our hearts. If you are like most people who are living an awakened life, then you have honed your ability to consciously focus your energies to create your desired reality. And the Posse of Angels wants us to take a look at the numerological meaning of 2018. Now, if you take 2018 and you take the 2 and you add it to the 1 and the 8, if your math is as good as mine, then you get a number 11. Now, there are some people who say that 2018 is a master number, a number 11. Then there are other schools of thought that say 2018 is an 11 year, but you then reduce the 2 ones down to get a number 2 year. And the Posse of Angels said there's no right answer. One is not better than the other, but they will indulge both camps as to what that number means. Now, for those who see this year as that master number 11, they say it represents inspiration, heightened attainment, and illumination. You know, we as those awakened spiritual warriors, light workers, whatever you want to call yourself, those of us who are consciously awakened, the number 11 represents a knowing that we have been a quest on a journey, and it was always for our own spiritual enlightenment. It was never about saving the world. But we did this in order to be the example and to master ourselves. New beginnings are represented by the number 1. And if you double that 1, those new beginnings are new beginnings of the highest and the purest intention and a fulfillment for, some would say, higher ideals. And then these are ideals not just for the self, but because we've mastered ourselves, then these are ideals for the betterment of humanity. And for those who choose to reduce the number 11 down to a number 2, the energies of a 2-year are one of taking what we've previously focused on with our heartfelt intentions and then drawing to ourselves the opportunities that will help them blossom into physical manifestation. You know, with number 2 relating to relationships, many of us will bring to ourselves the partnerships to help us step more into our divine life's purpose and stepping in to our soul's mission. And because our energies are high and bright and clear, the people that we will be partnering this year, and this is wonderful, they're saying that these people that we will be bringing to ourselves are heaven sent. They're absolutely heavenly because they reflect the brightness and the clarity that many of us, it's a hard won clarity that we've experienced, but it reflects our energies inside. Remember that number 2 signifies the manifestation to our answered prayers. And the Posse of Angels is adding that the fulfillment of our intentions will appear in divine timing. They're saying, please don't try to force anything happening this year, but stay vigilant in the present moment to look for those signs and messages on how to take inspired action. The number 2 energy encourages us to surrender, absolutely surrender to the greatest good of our soul's growth and to pursue our life purpose with faith and trust in the divine. Now, the Posse of Angels is assuring us that 2018 will truly be like no other year before because of the clarity that many of us now feel inside. For some, this clarity and courage to create our lives was a very hard-won emotional battle that saw many of us triumphing over challenges and struggles and arriving at who we authentically are now. You know, in many ways, 2017 was an absolutely enormous year as so many freed themselves from relationships, from associations that were not respectful. And while the honoring of our lives freed us up in several ways, and the release made us feel so much lighter, more liberated, many of us are still unsure as to where this new year will take them. And the Posse of Angels is saying, that's a good thing. It's a great thing when you've surrendered and you've released what that looks like. Because the more we put restrictions and constrictions on what the year has to, there's the word has to, or should, or ought to look like, then we restrict the miraculous and the magical circumstances that God and the angels can create for us for not only our soul's growth, but to be of optimum service to humanity. Excuse me. Angels wishes for us to know that 2018 will unfold and will take us precisely where our intentions, where our prayers, where our desires and hopes are focused on, and the amount of energy and inspired action we take to that. They wish to remind us that one of the most important areas that many brought into alignment in 2017 was the ability to only live in the nanosecond of the now. Because by living in this present moment, it's filled with infinite possibilities and potential. Many consciously dropped expectations and attachments as to what our lives, again, there's that word, should look like. And instead, we open to the magic of co-creating with God and the angels how to be of best service. Now, the Posse of Angels are reminding us that the way that we can be of best service is truly surrender to allowing for the highest growth of our soul. No matter what that looks like, no matter where it takes us, and no matter what God asks of us in this year of 2018, in this way, it will always be for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. You know, I was interviewed on the radio program Life in the Hologram, and one of the hosts asked me, with so much that is going on in the world, so much disharmony and derision, it seems to go counter to one's focus of living in love and peace and unity. And she asked me, how can one hold on to one's faith and hope in humanity when we see such immense contrast being played out in the world today? Well, firstly, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that much of what the news and the media choose to show us and perpetuate is there not to keep us informed, but to drive an agenda of manipulation, an agenda of fear and control. By doing so, this agenda is to keep us focused on what is negative and actually lowers our energetic frequencies. It's great to be informed. I'm not one of these people who hides their head in the sand. It's good to be informed, but also to know that if these agendas are being pushed, it's often to perpetuate the negativity. Secondly, the disclosures and revelations that have received much press on, let's say, sexual harassment and the hashtag MeToo has always been there. It's always been there for thousands of years. It was just lying underneath the surface, and it's only now able to be revealed because it is we, the awakened collective, that have now elevated our consciousness to such a high degree of light that many dark agendas can now be perceived in order to be disclosed. And with this number 2 year now upon us, or the master number of 11 year, these revelations will become even more prevalent and more disconcerting in their dark agenda. Watch it if you are an empath. And by watching the news, first of all, I would tell everybody, please do not watch the news. Ask the angels for you to be well informed, and you will get the information that you need and will be most beneficial to you, is to watch the world and what is unfolding as a silent observer, and to be in the world and not of it, in the way that the worry and the you take on the negativity. It's more important than ever to keep as clear as possible and to keep that distance and bless what's going on in the world. That's a great way to combat if you're feeling drained by what's going on in the world, is to bless it. Bless the contrast, because in order for us to move any further as a society, as a consciousness, what we need to do is we need to acknowledge it. We need to thank it, thank the contrast for showing what we don't want for us, in order to bless it and then to release it. I explained in my interview that much like an illness that must escalate to reach a dangerous fever pitch to burn up the sickness in the body to bring about health again, these dark deeds all must be disclosed, acknowledged, and dealt with in order for them to finally be dismantled, and then in order for them to finally be released, so that we can start creating a golden age of peace and unity on our beautiful planet. You know, there are other examples of dark deeds, things like chemtrails, poisonous GMOs, high doses of mercury and thimerosal in vaccines, and the hiding of and constant denial of the presence of our intergalactic brotherhood of ET, brothers and sisters. Manufactured wars for oil and greed and profit, putting poisonous fluoride in our water, and the ludicrously controlled manufactured media. These are all just a few things that come under the umbrella of very dark deeds put in play to control, to negatively influence and manipulate people. You know, I actually read an article from the doctor who created what he called the made-up disease of attention deficit with hyperactivity, to then open the market for millions of children to be put on Ritalin. So, and how the Food and Drug Administration passed NutraSweet or aspartame way back in the 80s, even though the research showed that it was poisonous, it broke down the immune system and caused cancers. And while these lies for profit and greed make many people angry, it does bring us knowledge. And knowledge and information gives one power to make very different choices. The power comes not in a destructive manner, but in the ability to see clearly that we are now, strong enough to see the lies that have been perpetuated on our planet, and the power to still hold our vision for a humane world of peace, unity, love, forgiveness. Just had to take a drink. We are at the threshold where we now realize that we are all part of a greater cause, and that it's time to be of best service to humanity. And whether some people see it as an 11 or a 2 energy, both of their energies are helping us to step into being of best service, to provide enlightened information for others who are just shifting now and consciously waking up. You know, as we watch so many of the old institutions in our lives breaking down, our illusions of how we thought we were being cared for and looked after by those so-called authorities and people in power is just not the case. And it is with this new set of eyes and a new perception that we are becoming awake. It is each individual who will determine what can stay the same and what must change for the betterment of ourselves and everyone in the world, and not just for a privileged few. Well, the Posse of Angels is urging us to see these reveals and disclosures as blessings, for they are finally being forced out of hiding by the massive amount of light on our planet for them to finally be seen, so they can be dismantled and transmuted into love. Now, they're suggesting that when we are presented with these revelations, the Posse of Angels are saying, please don't get angry, but bless them for showing us a deep sickness that has been perpetuated on the planet, for it is this great contrast that has and will awaken our world. I've often said that once each and every one of our lives is lived from our divine eternal nature, and we co-create with God's source for the greatest good of our soul and the greatest good of everyone else, then life will finally flow with ease and grace. In addition, it is so important for all of us possibility for and to no longer tolerate anything that is not in divine alignment. These will most determine your destiny and the destiny of the world and what you truly choose to create in 2018. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to share with us that this year has the possibility of being the best year ever, but only if we have the faith to believe that it will be so. For faith drives miracles to appear in our lives. And with this, please, they want us to please let go of all expectations and attachments as to how you can be of best service, because we can't see as far down the track as God and the angels can, and we often limit ourselves. And certainly, miracles happen outside of the parameters of our human mind as to what it can conjure up and think that could magically happen for us. In fact, the more we keep relying on the outside world for us to determine what kind of 2018 we will experience, the more we will determine and will diminish our ability to manifest the world that we wish to live in. The Posse of Angels is reminding us to keep our faith and let our faith fuel the reality that we wish to drive. Faith in a humane world. Faith in a loving and peaceful planet. Faith to always keep your eyes looking and striving for ways to live in kindness, harmony, and to seek inclusion, not constantly seeing others as divided and different from ourselves, and not looking to put the blame and judgment on someone else for something wrong. Because if, like I said, 2 years ago, before the presidential election, it doesn't matter who wins or who loses, because we all have contributed to the world, because there's not one of us on this planet that has never been and said anything in judgment and blamed anyone else. So we all need to take responsibility. Each of us has an integral puzzle piece of contributing to the light in our reality, in the world and the universe. That is why you incarnated at this momentous time. And for many in 2018, it will be our time to be seen and publicly recognized for our efforts, because we did all that we did on the path leading to this very moment. so that we can have that jumping off point and to be seen in 2018. And whether you call yourself a baby boomer or an indigo, a crystal, a millennial, a star child, or whether you call yourself anything, we are in this world together, and we need to look no further, excuse me, than our own doorstep to implement our God-given gifts. With our hard-won clarity and empowerment, our ability to discern and take inspired action, it is we who will be creating an unbelievable, miraculous 2018 that will have far-reaching effects in the years to come. You've been listening to me with my croaky voice and as I have a cold, but on this first show of 2018 on Angel Healing House Radio, we are going to take a quick break. I'm going to have some more sips of very hot tea, and when I come back, I'll be taking your calls for those free angel readings. See you soon.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi everyone, you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, and welcome to the first show of 2018. We've been speaking about how each and every one of us can create an amazing year in this fresh, clean slate of 2018. There are so many things that we can do to monitor where we put our focus, where we put our intentions, and to always stay in that light. And as I mentioned in the channel, is with all the disclosures and the revelations that are happening on our planet, see it as a silent observer. See yourself as in the world and really not of it, in the sense where you allow your energies to be drained by what you may be watching on the news or what those revelations that are happening, and to just show up in the world as authentic as you can and holding that light of the divine within. Let's go to our callers. We have Beth. Beth from California, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. How are you today? I hope you don't have a cold like I do.
No, and I feel terrible that you have a cold. I'm blasting you with love.
Well, a dear friend of mine told me to take colloidal silver and vitamin C, and I doubt that if I would have done that yesterday, that I would be able to do my show at all today. So I am so blessed, and I'm so grateful.
What a great friend.
What a great friend.
So I would really love to go ahead. You wanted to ask me something, and then I'll.
No. I was going to say. So what do you envisage for your 2018?
I envision a freer from fear year, like a year filled with joy and excitement and magic and health. And I envision it, I don't know, it just feels a little bit lighter than last year. It feels a little bit, a lot more exciting, and the possibilities. I just feel this energy, but I also know that it feels like that there's a lot that's going to come out and come up. So,
oh, yes.
I'm just curious as to what that will be.
And the Posse of Angels are now saying, we are strong. I mean, you look back on the march that many light workers, spiritual warriors have walked in the last in the last 10 plus years. And it's gotten us to this point that we don't take garbage from anybody. We just stand up and authentically speak our truth. And this needed to happen because those things that are going to be revealed are of a very, very dark agenda. And when I say dark agenda, I'm not just talking about the hiding of our intergalactic brothers and sisters, you know, the off-planet ETs. I'm talking about pedophile groups. I'm talking about those organizations that structure things in such a way to perpetuate these pedophile groups in order to keep that energy of fear, you know, that underlying energy of fear perpetuating on the planet. So, but we are now strong enough. We are now strong enough for those reveals to be shown to us.
Well, I feel like we're strong enough. I feel like this whole thing that came out with the sexual harassment that, you know, all of us have always known. It's not like this information, any of this stuff is new, but it's always been put up, tolerated, and put up with. And now I feel like there's no more. There's no more that we're going to put up with, like bullying, since it's been around for thousands and thousands of years, doesn't mean it's okay. And that's the exciting part, is that there's no more okay with it being not okay.
Exactly.
That's what feels so exciting that people are like, so when you're talking about the pedophile and stuff, I know that that's going to be something people are going to go, what? But the truth is that we know, and we talked about, you know, the whole sexual trafficking of young girls. I've seen exposés for years on that.
Yes. Yeah. And all the
it's just kind
campaigns
of a little splattered in this.
Yes.
Sorry.
We've been given clues over the years, all of the, you know, those missing children on the side and the sides of milk cartons, you know, things like that.
Exactly.
But it never really got to the stage now where we were able to be strong enough to see what has been perpetuated on the planet. And a lot of people are going to get very angry.
Exactly.
But it's for
That's
us to...
That's what I was saying. I could feel that. I could, yeah.
I was going to say it's for us. Yes, I know. And it's building towards that. But it's for us to acknowledge that it was always there. And as hard as it is for those of us who were enlightened to thank the contrast, it's because nothing happens in this world. Very little happens without contrast in order for us to see each of us in some way perpetuated that. We may not have been pedophiles, but every time we blamed or had judgment, or, you know, saw ourselves as victims and held any negativity, we were contributing to the negativity of the whole of the consciousness on this planet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's, it's a lot, and I understand that people are going to get angry because they've been so asleep about it that, like, the fear is going to come up really big time about it. But, yeah. It all needs to be exposed, and that's what I was saying. I could feel that part of it, but for me, the exposure is important. Like you said, we've put oil as a priority, and humanity needs to be a priority. The earth needs to be a priority.
Absolutely. And that's what we're marching towards. And a lot of people have asked me,
good.
How do you feel? How do you feel about the world? And I said, I feel great. The world, because each one of these incidents is a very small percentage of the light that has been shining on the planet and that has accumulated in the last 5, 10, 20, 30 years. And so now we're at the stage where the light is so strong that it can actually reveal this self, all of these things that are happening. So if we're seeing it, if we're seeing the disclosures, it means that we're walking and we've come to a stage where we can actually see the very deep, dark deeds that have been perpetuated for a long time.
Yeah, your message is definitely give hope, because if someone like yourself who is focused on the light is able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, it really helps the rest of us so much to not be scared, because, you're able to look at all the yucky stuff and still see the light. So that's important to be able to do that. And you've been such a great role model for that, because you point out the stuff, but then you stay so heart-centered. It's just so wonderful.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Beth. Those of us that, the former soul who was in the body, but I have a memory imprint, that have been so abused and so used, if we could look back on those things in our life, if we can understand that those abusers, those pedophiles, they are divine. They wouldn't be in human form if they were not divine, because each of us, I don't care who you are, is a reflection of God's source. And it's our choices and our decisions that we make with our free will that make us individuals. And to hold that light for the ability to see that person through the eyes of unconditional love, to see them as divine when they have done deeds which are so horrific and so extraordinarily cruel, to still see them as divine and unconditionally love them, and to say, and to offer them forgiveness, it's a tremendous energy that we can perpetuate on this planet, and each of us can do this.
Wow. That's very true. Very true. Thank you for that. It's true.
You're welcome. So do you have a question?
I just would like to know, when it comes to my health, I'm seeing this person that is able to assist me, and I just want to know if this person that I'm seeing, this medical medium, if she's going to be able to help me get to the other side of my sinus issue and my gut issue. If they're saying that this is it, or if I'm going to be having to keep going and going.
Okay, the question is, will you have to keep going and going? And they're saying no. They're saying there were some things from an emotional point of view. Okay, this is interesting. Okay, they're saying there were lots of people that you went to before that could have helped you. But there was something on an emotional level that you hadn't dealt with and that was causing this. And now that you've dealt with this from an emotional level, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of triggers and reactive behaviors, they're saying now that you've brought that into alignment, then this medical medium will be able to help you. Yes.
Yay.
It feels really good.
Yay, yay, yay.
You know, they're saying that she is not better than any of the other people that you went to see before. It's you that it's different now.
Gotcha.
You are more, you're softer.
Because, yeah. More open and less, more softer and less bound up.
Yes, that's a good word. Yes, less blocked. So let's go to the cards and see what additional messages we have coming out for our beautiful Beth. Oh, well, there you go. The first card, I always forget I'm on Facebook Live. The first card is the Star card. You are the star now. You are prepared now to step out. A lot of what you held before saw yourself playing it small. But the Star card is you are prepared to be that shining example for others to take note of. And there's no more dimming your light, not in 2018. So it's a beautiful card. It's also a card of hope to start with. So next card you have is the Empress. And the Empress is about creating, being passionate, being fertile with your ideas. And so they're saying that there's going to be opportunities for you to share your ideas much more than you ever have before. And your next card is the Knight of Pentacles is about diligence and hard work. And they're saying the hard work that you love, it's not difficult, but that you're going to be very diligent in being open to receive those offers and those people who want to bathe in your light and offer you different opportunities for your work. So I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, extremely. And I'm blasting you again with healing love and so much appreciate you, Angel, and look forward to this year and all the great miracles that are ahead of us.
Thank you so much, Beth. I'm sending you so much love. Take care.
You too, Angel.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you for that, Beth. Thank you so much. Let's go to our next caller. We've got Karina. Karina is in La Jolla. And I've been to beautiful La Jolla down the southern coast of SoCal. Went and visited the seals there. It's a very beautiful place. Hi, Karina. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. Happy New Year to everyone, everyone else.
Happy New Year to you, too. I hope it's a glorious, magical year for you.
Thank you. Same for yourself. I hope the same for you and everyone in general. I had a question, two questions. One is I am looking into, unfortunately, leaving my job and looking for another job closer to home. And I have an interview this week. It's the first, I've applied for three, and this is the first one that has called back, and I have an interview. And I have a question, if like this is, since this is the only one that has called back so far, and if this is the right job for me. And the other question is, I've been having severe hip pain, lower back pain, and I want to know if it's something that I need to medically take care of, or if it's something related to more emotional issue or spiritual.
Okay. Okay. First thing that came in very, very strongly is I always encourage people to get medical advice. I am not a doctor. I don't advise or consult. But I must tell you that the Posse of Angels are saying that with leaving your job, that's disrupting your foundation. It's disrupting your security. And that our spine is what holds us up. And many who have back problems, tap into issues around not having enough money insecurities, that, you know, that's where our security, much of our security comes from being able to feed, clothe, and house ourselves. So they're saying that much of what you're experiencing in your hips and your back has to do with that security. What if I leave this job? You know, will I ever get another job? And they don't laugh at us. They laugh with us. And they're saying, of course you will get another place of employment. But also they're saying, Karina, that you do not want to settle for less. And you do not want to compromise what you so richly deserve. Okay, so they're pointing to the first interview and they're saying, this one is not for you. They're saying it's okay, but there's something better down the track. Don't take something just because it's the first one that comes along. And many times people grab that first thing that comes along out of fear. And then they ruin. They say to themselves, well, you know, it's a job, but, you know, it's a compromise and, you know, the people aren't as wonderful or the situation isn't as wonderful or that kind of thing. So they're just making you aware of you are a wonderful manifester and you've manifested these opportunities, but not every opportunity that we manifest is going to be the one.
That's very interesting. Okay. Is there a time for the right one that's going to come? Is it surely after this one?
They said there is no time. If you're living a heaven on earth existence, then the veil becomes very thin. And they said you will be they're saying you will be provided for with what you need. And stop thinking that that has to come from a job. Now, we have to all eat. I understand this. But abundance can meet us in all forms. They're saying the more that you see yourself as a child of God, you and abundance is your nature, your pure potential, and you will be provided for the opportunities in which to work with God and the angels to create that abundance. So they're saying the more that you can affirm that you are rich, you're wealthy, you're prosperous. And they're reminding me of the exercise which has helped so many people. Excuse my croaky voice. Okay, what they want you to do is they want you to sit for 10 to 15 minutes every single night. Close your eyes, drop down to your heart. And what they want you to do is scream at the top of your voice, oh, my God, thank you. Thank you, God, for this amazing opportunity, this amazing job. I get to be financially remunerated by using my gifts and talents. I get to work with amazing people. The location couldn't be any more perfect, you know, in the fulfillment of what I've been asking for. And then feel what it feels like to go to sleep at night, to then realize that you're going to get up the next morning and go do what you love doing and be supported and rewarded for that. You don't even have to know what it is because the universe works on feelings. The universe works on the energetic, level. And if you feel that abundance, then the universe then sends you, because like attracts like, cause and effect, it will send you those opportunities that literally land in your lap, but you must be clear enough to be speaking the same language as the universe. And so many of my clients have done this, and then on the other side of this, they have manifested absolutely miraculous circumstances to themselves. So the way you're doing it now is logical, linear, left brain. And the universe can't tell the difference between reality and fantasy. So drop down to your heart, affirm, thank you for my new job. Thank you for my new opportunity, because it's yours already. It just hasn't manifested in the physical. It's there in the etheric. because anytime we utter anything across the veil, wham, it's manifested immediately because there is 0 point. There's time of no time. Okay, so that's what they want you to do. That's definitely what they want you to do is see yourself as having that job already. It's yours. And that's why you say thank you for it. And by living that vibration, that brings it into the physical. Okay, let me go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Karina in La Jolla. Oh my gosh, I love La Jolla. The energies down there are so sweet. They're just so beautiful. There you go. There's you. Look, first card out of the pack. It's the magician. You are the magician. You have no idea how extraordinarily powerful you are, Karina. Use those alchemical energies in this year of 2018 to bring that extraordinary job position to yourself by affirming thank you, because it's already yours. So that's the first card. Second card is the King of Pentacles. Okay? The kings are the highest attainment, and the pentacles are about money, about abundance. But you cannot have that abundance in your life if you do not feel that abundance inside. This is a very masculine read so far. Masculine in that it's very assertive. It's very forward moving. It's not aggressive, but take that action to see yourself as that authority, and it's already. And the next card is your new beginning around your career, which is the Ace of Wands. I want you to send me an email at Candy at Angel Healing House when you've done this exercise, and when you really feel this, what comes in for you. Would you do that for me, Karina?
I sure will. Definitely will. Thank you so much.
I hope that's all been helpful.
Yes, it really, really has. And take care, stay warm, and protect your chest so you can get over this cold. And I know it's really been getting a lot of people. It's very common, especially probably everywhere, but I know people around me have been getting very sick. So just stay warm, take care of yourself, and I will be in contact with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Karina. All the best. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to my listeners. I love you so much. I get emails and Facebook chats and all kinds of things in our wonderful expanding world of technology. How much the show has helped so many people to live lives of hope. That's probably what I would boil down Angel Healing House to, is giving people the hope that they can live inspired lives of peace, love, non-judgment, gratitude, deep appreciation, and taking accountability for their lives, and to know and to bring forth this extraordinary pure potential that there is, their divine eternal nature, and to shine that out to the world. So take care, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking with me and listening to my croaky voice today. Hopefully I'll come back a little bit more clear next week. And if you want to go and look at my services and my books, please do go to the Angel Healing House website, which is the 3 W's, angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please do go out and fashion an unbelievable life to yourself. Just a beautiful life. Love and angel blessings. And I'll speak with you again next week. Bye.